Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're going to be speaking to Gary Allen. He's a holistic life coach. He wants to give us tips, or we actually want tips from him, about how to get moving in the morning, especially in winter. How on earth do we encourage ourselves to get out of bed? He joins us right now. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good. So listen, I mean, the easiest way to do it is to know that you've got a radio show that starts at 6 and you've got to be in studio by at least 5:30. So that's one way of getting out of bed. Give us some other clues.
Well, to get out of bed and get going in the morning, you've got to employ mind, body, and soul. And when I'm talking about soul, often it's the energetics of the body. The first thing is, if we say body, if you get to bed on time, and you get adequate sleep, you're more rested in the morning. And if you get into a routine where you get to bed at a decent time and you get up at a normal time, your body actually wants to wake up. So that's the first part of it, is to get the rest that you need and to make sure that the environment around you is comfortable for getting up. Thank God, hopefully everybody listening's got roofs over their heads. You don't have to get out of your blankets and go wash in the river or something.
Right, exactly.
But if you make that environment positive. The other thing from a body perspective is to warm the body up. The best way to get the metabolism going and the body going is warm water. The first thing in the morning, not coffee, funny enough, but warm water.
Really?
Drinkable, that you can drink a glass of water, warms your body from the inside, gets you going, and it kicks your metabolism into hyperdrive more than caffeine does.
So what does that mean? Not boiling water, just warm water.
Just warm water, yeah. So what I do is I boil the kettle at night before I go to bed, so right, that it's actually boiled water, not straight out the tap.
Right.
And then in the morning, I wake up, switch the kettle on, let it half boil,
right,
and then
just
a glass of water,
right,
which means it's drinkable temperature immediately. I can drink the whole glass of water while sitting down, and by the time I've done the water, my body's activated, I'm alive and I'm awake.
Wow, that is so interesting. And you said that even more so, more effective than something like caffeine.
Correct. That kickstarts you, because caffeine also kicks in down. First of all, you become addicted to the caffeine. So, you know, I wasn't able to get the caffeine because I'm in a rush. I feel half asleep. In actual fact, very often a lot of people have a caffeine drop, which is why they drink caffeine throughout the day.
I'm just going to put my coffee down right now.
I don't drink any anymore.
Right. You did make me feel guilty because I was actually holding the cup of black coffee whilst I was drinking it now, because I was afraid I was having a caffeine drop.
Well, if it works for you, that's good.
Right.
One of the other tricks, by the way, of getting up and getting going is not to hit the snooze button, because the extra little bit of 5 minutes sleep leaves your body totally confused and out of balance. And the snooze button actually makes it more difficult to get out of bed. So to get up and get going, from a mind perspective, is if the minute the alarm goes off, immediately trigger yourself going into some form of gratitude. In other words, what are you grateful for in your life? And if you pre-prepared the night before again, what would I like to do tomorrow? The day has meaning. You're getting up to do some meaning, because, of course, if we speak to ourselves in negative terms, oh, my God, I'm never going to work again, and that office is going to be so cold, and the microphone, I can feel the cold radiating off the microphone before I sit down for the radio show.
Right.
You're not going to want to get out of bed. But if you're excited, if you fit your clothes out, if you're prepared for the next day, and there's a purpose and a meaning to the day, and the meaning is not about what job you do, but what meaning you give it. Because whether you're the dustman or whether you're saving lives in surgery, your life still has meaning. And if you create that meaning before you go to bed, it's easier to get up in the morning. So the mental state is very important as well. That's getting the mind in tow and choosing to get up and get going, and how good it feels once you're up, and acknowledge that. Once you're up and you're moving, wow, now that I'm up, it actually feels so much better. Because if you do that often enough, your body wants to get up because it feels much better once you're up. And the last would be the energetic. Firstly, know where the sun is. Because the minute if you get up and you immediately turn your face to the sun and feel the warm rays of sun on your face, in your case, at this time, you wouldn't have sunlight on your face because you're probably getting up in the dark to get to the station on time. But the minute the sun comes up, if you face the sun, obviously don't stare directly into the sun, But that sun on your eyes penetrating through your eyelids onto your retina reprograms the brain to shut down melatonin and to wake up. And if you do that every morning, you land up with a biological clock that knows what time you're meant to wake up.
That is interesting. I mean, unfortunately, in winter, that doesn't always help, as you said, because we get up, we often get up before the sun. The other thing is, and I've seen that from a very young age, is you really can train your mind to look for those positive things. Every day, there's something exciting that you could be doing, whether it's going for a cup of coffee with a friend, whether it could be going for a walk, something that's really, really exciting happening in your work environment. There's always something really great, big or small, that you can think of that's going to happen in your day.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And that takes it to an even deeper level, because very much the unconscious mind rules our life and our reaction. And the reason we don't want to get up is usually some sort of a buried, very often very strange PTSD reaction to something that happened at a young age. That we had a bully at school. We didn't want to go to school, so we didn't want to get out of bed. We've forgotten the bully. It might have been a minor thing. It might have been a teacher that humiliated us one day as we came into class or something because we hadn't zipped up properly or we're wearing a different sock. And if you can get into be mindful and identify what the unconscious belief is, and there's lots of modalities, and especially energy modalities and mind-body modalities, that can clear out those unconscious beliefs that remove the unconscious block to getting up that comes from somewhere else. It isn't logical, but there's usually a reason that we don't want to wake up in the morning. There's usually some sort of a reason where our unconscious mind thinks it's saving our life by keeping us safe in bed.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. There are some tips. Those are some tips for you, Gary Allen, Holistic Life Coach, talking to us about getting moving in the morning.